this moment changes everything. The course of blood within your veins.
Sun Lux is the brainchild of Ryan Lott, and it's a mix of post-rock, electronica, hip-hop, pop, and even a bit of classical. Sound as varied as Ryan Lott's career. He was classically trained in piano and composition. He's written music for commercials. He's scored feature films, composed music for modern dance companies, collaborated with a slew of artists across genres. And now Sun Lux is releasing a fourth studio album. It's called Bones. Ryan Lott joins us from the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Thanks so much for being with us.
So happy to be here.
Tell us a bit about your early years in music, particularly your classical training, and do you think that you can trace that to what you're doing now?
I didn't come from a musical family. In fact, in my very early years, music wasn't really even an important kind of part of life. It was something you heard on a road trip. You know, you heard the oldie station on a road trip. But it was a family rule for us to play piano, and it was really a matter of discipline more than anything. It's one of the best things that my parents have done for me, and the fact that they didn't let me stop when I hated it. Something happened, though, after a few years. I began to feel an urge to write my own music and change what was on the page. You know, something that Mozart wrote, I felt like maybe he should have written something different. And as soon as music became something that I could author, then suddenly it really came alive for me.
Let's listen to a track, if we can, from this new album. This is You Don't Know Me.
You see my face in the stars. You don't know me. You write my name on your walls. But you don't know me.
Who's that singing?
You don't know me at all.
It's this guy.
But it's sort of this guy. I had laryngitis. I was just about like on the edge when I recorded that. So
well,
that's
quite,
why
I mean, it's quite affecting.
I recorded that vocal part as a scratch vocal. A scratch vocal is the term you use to describe a take that is a placeholder. So I recorded this take to show my band members, here's the vocal idea, here's the hook, here are the lyrics. And they basically bit back and said, you know, no way, we got to keep this. And it was cool, you know, working in a group, which is, you know, this is the first time I'm working as a band.
Yes, I mean, your first three albums were solo projects. This time you have a couple of collaborators.
Yeah, I mean, collaboration has always been at the heart of what I do, but I've never welcomed anyone other than my own ego, really, into the inner sanctum. Now I'm working with the two guys that I found initially just to be able to play live, Ian Chang and Rafiq Bhatia. And something about the chemistry that we had right away on stage just changed the game for me.
Let's listen, if we could, to a section from another song. This is Now I Want.
Is this a lesson me?
There seem to be a lot of lines and a lot of songs in this album that have that message of a person who wants to be free.
Some sort of liberation, some sort of escape from... there's a lot to get away from, both internally and externally. I think when we were making this record, we were making it on the road, mostly touring Europe last year, and it was a rough year to be away from home, with lots of really difficult news pouring in from across the pond. Subconsciously, we were really impacted by it. And now that I hear the record through someone else's ears, now that it's done, I can hear a lot of that frustration in it.
I have to ask, I mean, in what ways do you not feel free? I mean, you're a musician. You travel around the world. You record songs. going through TSA can, you know, can be a little demeaning sometimes. And
no, you're right. That's well played. This is not me complaining. You know, there's an internal life as well, and I think the expression of the desire for liberation is a universal one. I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we're not the people that we want to be. So I think even just starting there, I think it's an applicable expression.
Why the title Bones?
Well, generally I like to avoid saying this is what this song is about or this is what, you know, this title is about. Partly that's because I'm not quite sure. I'm often sort of caught up in the creative process in a way that I feel a bit like a bystander. And I'm also arriving at lyrics and even melody very late in the game. I don't create a melody and chords and then develop ornamentation around it, orchestration and arrangement. I sort of work backwards.
So you got to come up with something. And why Bones as opposed to the Beer Barrel Polka?
Yeah. No.
I guess that's probably
It was a toss-up. It was a toss-up. there was, my legal team came to me and steered me clear of that one.
So, oh, my word. Okay. Yeah.
No, but I think it's looking back, it's actually an applicable title. This is the first record, like we talked about, where I've made it with a band. And in that sense, we're forming the foundation or the bones of something greater. If that's the only explanation, I think it's a good enough one for me.
Ryan Lotz of the band Sun Lux, their album Bones is out on Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us.
Beautiful to talk to you. Thank you.